اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasehizada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Everyone, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
So let's go on and continue practicing Suratul Adiyat with the qalqala
letters.
I mean, qalqala rule, qutbijat letters, okay? So we were talking about verse, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Pay attention and repeat, okay?
أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ.
أَفَلَا no.
We don't have yes?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's go to the next eye.
وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ.
No.
No, we don't.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
We don't even have
رَبَّ.
Oh, good.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. Right?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Surah Al-Qariyah.
Do you want to recite this surah?
Yeah.
Once? Let's recite all together, okay? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let's recite all together, okay? So one, two, three. First salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Okay, let's go on. A'udhu
billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Again, all together.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير.
Again, the last verse.
إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. So, I hope that you've learned the qalqala rule. Inshallah, in any section, in any part of the Quran that you see one of these five letters, qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal, you have to pay attention. If it has harakat, ق ب ط ج د. You don't have to produce a bouncing sound, but whenever it is whenever they are sucking, you have to. Okay? Yes, Mahdi. Did you learn it well?
I didn't find.
How about Hadi?
Yes.
Okay, great. How about Muhammad Yahya?
Yeah, but I didn't find any J in
Jim?
H. Yeah.
Oh, let's go and find a Jim.
Jim second.
Yeah, let's find a Jim.
Fajam.
Fajam.
Fajam. So.
Fajam.
Let me find. Yeah, we have in Surah Al-Fil.
Fil.
601.
Surah
Al-Elephant.
Yeah,
we
are
in English.
Alam tara
kayfa
fa'ala.
So, can you find Yogo?
Alam
yaj. No,
alam yaj.
Alam yaj.
Okay, mashallah Hadi. Mashallah to Hadi. Mashallah to Mahdi. To Muhammad. Mashallah to Minhal.
Minhal didn't say anything. He's just staring at the Quran.
Okay, mashallah to Mahdi, Hadi, and Muhammad Yahya. How about Minhal?
Did you find
the example or not?
Yeah.
Did you find the example?
Yeah, alam yaj.
Okay, yaj. Mashallah to Minhal Hussein. I found. What about me?
Oh,
so you
didn't
found
did anything.
Come on, say it to me as well. I become sad.
Alam yaj.
Good for you.
No,
sir.
Say mashallah to you.
Mashallah to
Mashallah.
Mashallah.
Thank you. I don't need because Allah, inshallah, will say mashallah to you. Okay, to Allah us? Will say. MashaAllah to all of you.
Why is this
because you are the students of Quran. Yes? So how do you read it, Muhammad Yahya?
Alam yaj'al.
Without a'udhu billahi and bismillah.
Oh, sorry. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alam yaj'al.
What about the first ayah?
ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل
أحسن ألم يجعل thank you so much. That was the example. Okay,
now
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
One thing I wanted to ask you, that if you have any question in Qalqala, do you have any question?
It's really Qalqala? Easy.
It's really easy, right?
Or we That's have great. Another.
Look, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as you hear us, and also you, okay? In the Holy Quran, we have an ayah, okay, that says whenever you want to start reciting Quran, whenever you want to recite the Quran, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It means seek refuge from the shaitan, okay?
Throw him out.
Understood? Right. The evil. So how do we say that? We say, A'udhu. I seek refuge.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
I seek refuge from the shaitan out of my home.
Great. Look, then, like the Quran itself, okay? Like the Quran, that each surah starts with Bismillah. So whenever we want to start the Quran, after we say A'udhu Billah, we have to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, there are a hadith as well from the Holy Prophet and Imaman Ma'asum alayhi salam, okay, that you have to start good works with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the name of Allah Almighty.
And finish with Alhamdulillah.
If you don't start good works, okay, bad works we don't talk, okay, because we don't have to do bad works,
yeah,
okay? So good works, you have to start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you do not, it will not have a good ending.
So can I say something?
Yeah.
Like when we say A'udhu billahi min shaytan rajim, shaytan, and we say it really like with a really beautiful voice, but we are throwing out shaytan, so we should say A'udhu billahi min shaytan rajim. Like this.
Oh, good question.
No,
good question. Look, we have this kind of names. Look, we have the name of shaytan. We have the name of Qarun. We have the name of Fir'aun. We have the name of many others, okay? Like,
Yazid.
They, no. they are in the Quran, okay?
Yeah.
We know that they were very, very bad.
They're
bad. Evils.
Yeah.
But and inside them with a really beautiful voice.
So Minhal Hussein says, Minhal Hussein says that because they are evils, we have to like read their names, okay, with a very bad sound or not beautifully. So look, it is okay. In any other chapter, in any other book, when you find okay, do it, okay? Fir'aun, Shaitan, okay? But because, look, because these are the words of Quran.
So that's why we say
That's why we beautifully recite them. We don't recite that. We don't say, hey, we don't say Fir'aun because we love Fir'aun. We hate him. If I see him, kill him. Okay, simply. But it's because of the Quran itself. Because it's in the Quran. It's the word of Quran.
How about
even, okay, look. Even, look, these words are like evil, shaitan. They are the evil names, yes? Fir'aun. But without wudu, you cannot touch
them.
Because it is the Quran. It does not mean it's the name of the evil, okay? The bad guy, okay? It's because of the word of Quran it is. That's why. Remember this. Nice question, nice answer. Yes? Thank you so much. So, alhamdulillah, we learned the Qalqala rule and practiced it well. So there is no excuses if you say we have not understood it. Is there any question? No?
No.
Okay, there's no question.
It's another
new question.
Jim in Sijil.
Sijil, wow, nice. Min Sijil, that's very good. Another example.
Fajj.
No.
So, today, inshallah, now, look, now, we have learned a lot of rules. Like what? The Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, Tanween, Fatha, Tanween, Kasra, Tanween, Dhamma, Sukoon, Shadda. So we have practiced them all. Now, one surah or one page, okay, I will tell you to open. We will go on and practice all these rules, okay? Have we studied Alif Maddi, Yai Maddi, Waw Maddi
yes,
here?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Okay. Last session we did, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. So let's review it. Let's review it then because we have to practice on the Quran now, okay? Let's see if we have learned them. Yeah? Let's test or challenge ourselves. So Alif Maddi, Waw Maddi, or Ya Maddi. So who can explain them? Good. So,
when Ya Maddi, Alif Maddi, or Waw Maddi comes, we should like
make their sound bigger, like not, long vowels.
Yeah, we should like a rubber band. We should
stretch it.
Yeah, not like, too long. Not like four and this much.
Like
hair. A little bit. Like about 3 seconds.
Two seconds.
Like
two. Please, okay. Yeah. It's not that expensive, okay?
Yeah.
Just two is enough.
Yeah.
2,000 tomans, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, good.
Ooh.
You have learned, alhamdulillah. Now let me shortly review it. When we have a fatha on the top of any letter, then after that letter, after that fatha, we have alif.
Yeah.
Alif is sakin. So when we have alif, in this case, you have to prolong the sound of fatha. Usually you say but because we have alif there, you have to double the sound. Join them. Finished. And whenever you have dhamma, then you have a waw sakin, which is sakin. Again, you have to double the sound of that u. Yes? Yeah. Then if you have ya kasra, after kasra you have ye sakin, you have to double the sound of kasra. E, 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 o. Inshallah, we will do the examples. Inshallah, we'll go to the surah, okay, and practice all of them. Now, let's recite everyone a salawat. And before that, I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International School Network, especially the students of Xavier International School. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat. We will get back.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان